So a turning point came in your life when you realized things were out of balance.
Yes.
And you asked yourself three questions. And yes. These are really profound. When we first spoke a few weeks ago, it just really hit me when you asked these three questions. And
yes.
The first is, do you want to win at work? The second
yes.
is, do you want to win at home? And the third question is simply, are you?
Yes.
So set that up. How did you get to that point? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. I love reliving the kind of the path that I had to take. And I love it because I'm able to learn from it. And I hope that others are able to learn from it too. I mentioned earlier that I had this grand plan, 3 years in the private sector, 3 years in the public sector, and then national level, then start my own firm. So I got married and I was working in the private sector. Not too long after we got married, I took a position in the public sector. I was working for the Virginia Department of Transportation. Loved what I was doing. It was the next thing that was on the list. Everything was going great. My wife and I, we had been married for 3 years, living here in Richmond, Virginia. And an opportunity came up for an opening at the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine in Washington, D.C. as part of the Transportation Resource Board. So they were looking for someone to come in and help to manage and lead a $70 million applied research program that was looking at the renewal of our nation's infrastructure. And for me, it was like, oh, this is great. This is the next thing on the list. This is what I'm going to do. So again, I'm working. So I go for the interview. Interview goes well. I find out that they want to offer me the position. And I come home. My wife comes home early that day. And we both have exciting news for each other. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tell her. And I'm like, well, why did you come home? You know, I wanted to say something. How did you know I wanted to talk to you? And I say, you go first. So she tells me that we're expecting our first child. Oh. So this would be my 16-year-old son, James. We're expecting him. And it's like, great. She has a card saying you're going to be a father. We're really happy and excited. And I say, hey, guess what? The people in D.C. offered me that job. And so I think I'm going to take that job in D.C. She gets really quiet. And she says, what? I said, yes, you know, we've been talking about this. They're offering me the job. It's the next thing on my list. And Mark, she says something that no person ever wants to hear. Ever wants to hear. She looks at me and says, are you really going to take that job? And I said, yes. And she says, you must not love me or our unborn child.
Whoa.
Because if you're going to do that, you're not going to be here to spend time with us. You're not going to be, you know, like it's just not going to work. You would think that that would be enough of a turning point for me, right?
Wow.
I don't know who's all listening or who may be able to see the video, but hey, how many of you have those things, the points in life where you quote unquote should listen, you should do something, but you say, but this is on the list. This is the next thing. And I want to do it. And oh, now that my wife is pregnant, I need to make sure that I'm. So needless to say, I took the job, right? There were other issues that were going on, but I would leave at old dark 30 in the morning because I had to drive up to DC or catch the train up to DC. I was driving in a van pool at that time. And then I would come back at old dark 30 at night. Meaning that I was missing everything that was going on
wow.
here. You know, my wife's exhausted. You know, pregnancy just, that's part of what happens. And we have our first child. So he comes, everything is great. My wife stops working at that time. So she's home. So, you would think that I would say then I should do something different, but no. No, I don't. I double down, right? I say, you know what? Things are going great at work. I'm managing this program. I'm traveling all across the country. I'm helping to renew our nation's infrastructure. I'm meeting people in different countries. This is great. It's a dream job. And I have to keep doing this because my wife isn't working now. And so I need to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do. So we go about this. And I'm bringing it home. I'm bringing it home. Bring the story home. We go about this and My wife goes back to work. Immediately, we are pregnant with our second child. And the doctor says, your wife has to, she has to go on bed rest. Whew. And that was a big blow. One that, you know, my wife, who I care for dearly, was impacted. She had to go on bed rest. But two, to be honest, I was still selfishly thinking about my career and how I was going to grow my career. So my youngest son came at 26 weeks in one day. Wow. He was 1 pound, 14 ounces. At 10 days old, he died. And then they were able to resuscitate him. He had surgery where they removed over 2/3 of his intestines. And so we had to go through that with a 1-year-old. I had a wife who was questioning herself for, you know, what's wrong with her, because she wasn't able to carry the baby in full term. And so I'm battling all of these things, Mark, and I'm trying, and I'm working, and I'm here with the kid, and I'm there for my wife. And it all began to crumble. It just began to crumble, because what was important to me was at home. What was important to me was my wife, my kids, but I was spending all of my time and energy on growing my career. And that was when I had the moment and I sat down, and those are the three questions that I asked myself. And it was, do you want to win at work? Yes, I do. And I was winning at work. Do you want to win at home? Yeah, I do. At least I said I did. But the third question is the shortest one, but was the hardest one for me to answer. And that was, are you? And at that time, I knew I wasn't. I knew I wasn't winning at home. And so that was the moment where I had to change.
Wow, that's really intense, James. So when you decided to make the change, what did that look like in terms of, did you quit your job or did you scale back? Did you start telecommuting? What was the solution then?
I was fortunate enough that the employer that I had at the time, they told me that I could begin to work offsite. I could work remotely. And so I started working remotely. Then I also started really prioritizing my own self-care as well as time for my family. Because during this time that I just described, my health got out of control. You know, I wasn't getting much sleep. I was eating all the wrong things. And you can just imagine with the schedule and the different things that I was doing, there was no time for exercise. So I had to prioritize making time to be present with my family, making time for self-care, and making sure that I'm continuing to perform at work.
So you're now coaching people to win at work and at home. So, I mean, your story is such a great example of how you had to live that reality, how you had to own the truth, right? And had to make those changes. So when people come to you, and I think all of us early in our careers feel that pressure to just say yes. And if I say no, you know, somebody's going to get ahead of me at work, and I'm going to give up something valuable. So talk to that person maybe early in their career right now, James, and give them some wisdom if you would to how to handle that.
I would say, and I cover this as part of the engineer's blueprint, where the first thing is to focus on what really matters to you and really determining what matters to you. And when you're able to focus on that, that helps to be part of your North Star that guides your decisions. And is it true that your career trajectory may slow down if you are not putting in 80 hours a week or whatever is, you know, standard for their industry? Yes, that's true. It's true. Those people that are doing that, their career trajectory may go up a little quicker than yours. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know many people that do that, that live fulfilled lives. I don't know many people that do that, that can sustain themselves once they get to that level of success, because that success is always driven by the excessive work and the over-reliance on, I'm just going to push through this, instead of understanding how to leverage relationships, how to delegate, and how to engage people. So for me, what eventually wound up happening is, say a year and a half passed, I'm working remotely. I'm still working with that company. Everything's going well. They're getting value from me working remotely. I'm in a much better place. You know, I'm showing up when I need to show up. And there's an opportunity for a promotion. And it says, James, we would like to give you a promotion, or we would like for you to put in for this promotion. I'm like, okay, great. Here's the catch. If we promote you, we're going to want you to be up here in Washington, D.C. every day, like you were in the beginning. And I said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not interested. And we had this long discussion, Mark, where you were so ambitious and what happened to that? I thought you and your wife were talking about moving up here and all of these different things. I said, all of those things are true. However, I'm not moving up to Washington, D.C. I'm not going to be here every day. And I asked, you know, the one question, are you happy with the level of work that you're getting from me right now? Their answer was yes. I'm happy with the level of effort that I'm putting in to produce that level of work. I am not going to get back to a situation where I don't have the ability to be present with my family just to scratch some career ladder itch. Mm. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. And a funny thing happened. A funny thing happened, Mark. Can you guess what happened?
The universe rewarded you.
And they gave me the promotion anyway. 2 months later, I got the promotion. Oh, I didn't have to be up there every day. Everything went rather smoothly. So it was, stick to what matters most to you, because that is really important.
Yeah.